Bringing Christ to the nations and this devotion to your day. Here's Pastor Ken Klaus.
A text for a devotion from the 10th chapter of Luke. And behold, the lawyers stood up to put him to the test, saying, "Teacher, what shall I do to inherit eternal life?" He said to him, "What is written in the law? How do you read it?" And he answered, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your strength and with all your mind and your neighbor as yourself." And he said to him, "You have answered correctly. Do this and you will live." I wonder, how are you doing at keeping God first in your life? By that I don't mean close to first or first most of the time. I mean first 100% of the time. Probably not too good, I'd guess. Not so long ago, when a national magazine took a poll of the things we couldn't live without, 63% of the people said they needed their automobile. 54% said light bulbs were important. 22% couldn't give up their television, 13% valued their microwave oven, and 7.8% had to have their blow dryer. You will note that God isn't in that list. He doesn't even rank above blow dryers. Of course, you can respond, "God isn't a thing," and that you'd be right, God isn't a thing. God is, well, God is God. He should be at the top of every person's list. But he's not. The world, the devil, our own sinful natures do all they can to push God to the background and something else to the front. What something else? Goodness, I don't know. I do know every time God says, "I want to be first," you can be absolutely sure that something is going to pop up to move God ever so gently, ever so slowly, ever so unnoticeably to the side. Years ago, I asked a man who raised sheep, "Tell me, just how do sheep get lost?" He replied, "No sheep ever sets out to get lost. He just kind of nibbles himself lost." That, better than anything else, describes humanity. We start out lost, and we end up nibbling ourselves further and further away from God, from forgiveness, from the Savior, and from heaven. God tells us to keep him first, and we can't. God tells us to love him, and we don't. He tells us to worship him, and we won't. No wonder God is ready to condemn us. We deserve it. I mean, look back on your life. You can sometimes, not always, but sometimes plainly see where the path has taken you from the Lord and his great grace. For you, something else, maybe something tiny or insignificant, pushed God out of the number one spot in your life, your heart, your thoughts. God was no longer first. And no matter how hard you tried, if you tried, you weren't able to move him back. Which is why all of us need a Savior. You see, without a Savior, God is scary. When Adam and Eve sinned, they went and hid themselves. They hid themselves because they knew God was not going to be happy with their disobedience. God found them, punished them, and then did something most unpredictable. God promised them a Savior. Just because humanity had stopped loving him, God saw no reason to stop loving them. It is a quality he continues to practice today. In Jesus we see God's love, and through him we are given salvation. We pray. Dear Lord, we ask forgiveness for not loving you with our whole heart. We pray that our daily walk may be on your path and always in the company of our Savior. It is in his name we ask this. Amen.